where the American flag still flies out front, but steam no longer rises from the smokestack.
Normally, Grays Harbor paper was almost alive with a roar.
David Quigg's family operated this nearly century-old mill for the past two decades, churning out 300 reams of paper per minute for clients like the City of Seattle, Microsoft, and even the World Bank.
And now it's quiet. And it's like the heart of the facility, and to a certain extent, the heart of a small community, is silent.
In late May, Grays Harbor Paper shut down operations and laid off nearly 250 people. It was an all-too-familiar gut punch in a county where mill closures and mass layoffs are a way of life. Quigg gets emotional as he describes the final days.
We set the meeting announcement. That was real hard. Because I put a draft together of what we would say, and, you know, you just think, you just do it because it's work, but then it was real. That was hard.
When I first met Quigg back in 2007, he was candid. Even then, Grays Harbor Paper, known as one of the greenest paper mills in North America, was on the ropes.
It is a battle every day. But we know, we hope in the end that the good guy wins.
Standing in the shadow of the shuttered plant, I remind him of that comment.
Yeah, the good guy didn't win in this one.
Back in 2007, Quigg was the unofficial booster-in-chief, not just for Grays Harbor Paper, but for this entire economically distressed county. He had moved back home to join the family business and was leading an effort called Vision 2020.
The idea was to draw people like me back to the community.
Now Quigg is drawing unemployment. He admits he'll probably end up moving to Seattle, where his wife works. It's also where two other Vision 2020 board members have moved.
Yeah, that is really not very good.
It's not all bad economic news here in Grays Harbor County. I'm standing at a construction site in the port area. I'm looking at a constellation of steel spires jutting up out of the ground and into the sky. This is where the pontoons for the new 520 bridge over Seattle's Lake Washington are going to be built. And many in this community see this as a bright economic spot in the midst of a recession.
You know, the money's coming in and jobs are coming, but, you know, when you get a setback like Grays Harbor Paper, it's two steps forward, one step back.
Lisa Smith is another young person we profiled back in 2007. She's with Imperium Grays Harbor, owner of one of the largest biodiesel refineries in the nation. Smith watched her company downsize significantly during the recession. Now Imperium is hiring again, and Smith remains bullish about the future of this soggy coastal community.
It's going to take a lot to shake my spirits, as it is a lot of other people in this area.
Even David Quigg manages a hint of optimism.
Financially, it's ugly, and emotionally, it's ugly, but there's still a heart and a core to the community of Grays Harbor.
County leaders point to numerous examples of recent investment, like the pulp mill that reopened just as Grays Harbor Paper closed down. Still, the unemployment rate here hovers at 13%. Nearly double what it was when we first met David Quigg in 2007. I'm Austin Jenkins in Grays Harbor County, Washington.